Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, The Life of God. A purposeful and meaningful life is the difference in the life of God and no God. If God doesn't exist and therefore has nothing to do with our presence here on this planet and in this world, what does that mean for humanity? It means that every measure of morality, goodness, success, character, or quality used to evaluate human beings are arbitrary and simply ideas or thoughts people have. They are real only to the extent of existence in the mind of people. In reality, outside our minds, they don't exist. The only way they can exist outside of our minds is for them to be imposed upon everyone from the outside by someone who has the power and authority to impose them. Power, meaning the right to enforce some consequences for how they are observed. Authority, meaning a claim to on exercising the power. The Bible teaches us that God has both the authority and power to measure and evaluate the people he created and made. Most, if not all, things made are designed to function and to be used in a predetermined way. It doesn't mean it is always used in the manner and other uses may be found and applied for it, but its function and use were predetermined. Common sense informs us that God did not go to all the lengths we observe in the world and universe to create it and us without a purpose and function that was predetermined. If we discover and follow that predetermined function, it will lead to the results for which we were created. The Bible teaches us we are and were created to live with God. If we ignore that function, or if no function exists, we live our lives as Paul described in the vanity or futility of our minds. In other words, we make up things to live by, pursue, and engage in based upon our efforts to fulfill our sensuous and lustful passions. People without the life of God live this way, and Paul insists in the Lord that believers not live like that. People who live like this, ruled and governed by passions, have eliminated, or as Paul says, alienate or deny themselves from the life of God or the life God wants to give them to have. The life of God is the fulfillment of the purpose for which everything we observe, including ourselves, was made. This is why God has given us commands and laws to live by, because without them, we behave godless, like being without a clue to their purpose, making up things according to our flesh to motivate, guide, and direct us. The life we are now experiencing is the first stage of a greater plan God has for us. But to get to the next stage of his plan, we must get through this stage of spiritual development. We are in the infancy stage where God has given us simple rules and commands to follow. There are certain attributes and characteristics infants and then toddlers must pass through and master before entering the next stage of human growth. They don't get to make the decisions to get to the next stage, but parents make the decisions for them. The same is true with us in God. To get to the next stage of the life of God, God has made some decisions for us that are designed to get us to the next stage. If we follow them, we will continue to live with God and enter the next stage or phase of life. If we don't follow them, we have cut ourselves off from the only source of life available to us, and we shall be deprived of life with God or life of any kind. All because we thought we knew better than God what we should do with our lives, and that what we are doing with them would be and is better in some way than the life of God He has predetermined and designed for us. This is akin to an infant or toddler making choices about their lives they are incapable of making, which will lead them all to death. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above, and you can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, shortcuts to all of our ministries, function, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.